Welcome to Warn Radio. Warn Radio. With your hosts, the Watchman Dana Smith and Tower.
Thanks for listening.
Greetings and welcome to Warn Radio. I am Tower and we are glad you joined us. If you would like to write to the WIBR Warn Radio Network, you can send it to us by going to our contact page on warn-usa.com. Be sure to follow the WIBR Warn Radio on Twitter by using hashtag WatchmanIS216 and hashtag Warn Radio. On LinkedIn, you can find us by hashtag Watchman. On Instagram, it's hashtag Warn Radio. And you can join us on USA.life and MeWe by using hashtag Warn Radio. Join us on Parler by using @WatchmanDGS and on Clout Hub by using @WarnRadio. You can listen to all our shows through the following networks, the following carriers: Blueberry, iHeartRadio, iTunes Player, Apple Podcast, Spreaker, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play Music, Warn Radio Visions on Blog Talk Radio, Podcast Addict, CastBox, Google Podcast, Anchor, Deezer, and Podchaser. You can also go to warn-usa.com or danaglennsmith.com to download and listen to the shows as well. The latest articles by The Watchman on danaglennsmith.com are Seduction is Supernatural Art Form. Seduction is supernatural art form that is empowered by principalities and powers. Make no mistake here, human principalities have a big stake in this. Also, the harlot's pride brings destruction at any moment. This article addresses the harlot of Babylon. In the New Testament, we know of Mystery Babylon. Today, as we who live in America try to adjust to a climate of division and hatred, we know what is causing this. And on warn-usa.com, you can get the latest articles. It's American Patriotic Life, The Way It Was. American Patriotic Life for us centered around the family. Yearly, the 4th of July revealed who we were. Today, we are surrounded by Americans who are not Americans, yet none of this changed the truth of how it was. On warn-usa.com, you can check out American Truism and Independence Day speak of what this nation was like growing up. Yet my experiences of America were different than my dad or grandfather. And also American Patriotic Life, The Way It Was. American Patriotic Life for us centered around the family. Yearly, the 4th of July revealed who we were. Today, we are surrounded by Americans who are not Americans, yet none of this changes the truth of how it was. And now I welcome in the Watchman.
You're listening to Warn Radio on the WIBR Warn Radio Network. Don't forget to visit our websites at warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. And also follow us on Twitter, find us on Instagram, and join us on LinkedIn.
Greetings. Greetings, Dana. How are you doing tonight?
Well, I'm doing good. Here we are in the middle of, it's not quite, but
almost.
We're getting close. Yeah, November. We're the 11th. And I was noticing on our Watchman Institute page on MeWe, and we also have a Christian Prophecy page on there, a group, and then we also have a little chat. And I was noticing when I seen the original thing of when we started there back in 2016.
I can't believe it's been that long.
No, I can't. And we've been getting lots of people coming on over. And matter of fact, we're on Parler too and Cloud Hub. And we beat the arrival of them by a while, you know. We've been on those for some time now.
Yeah, that's cool.
But they're coming in. They're hitting everybody. They're leaving in droves, the Twitter and all of them. And, of course, the push is on to get them off of Facebook and all the others. Of course, Facebook is international now, so they could care less. You know, they could lose all of America and wouldn't affect their income at all. You know, so, you know, unfortunately, the Internet has become divided as well.
Well, there's a lot of people that, I mean, millions of people that are on Facebook that have no intention of leaving. They just think it's the bee's knees, that it's awesome, that it's wonderful. I am not a fan of Facebook. I think they'll use that information against you. And you got to be careful what you do on there. If you play these games, what's your favorite color? How old are you? These people will hack into your system.
Yeah.
They can figure out how to get into your computer and your bank accounts and everything else.
Well, for a long time, Facebook was known for infecting your computer and other things, losing information, people hacking your account. We put our posts up there, but there's not many people over there. I do have some people that I know and friends. That's the only reason it's over there. I keep Facebook because of our Instagram account, but we do have a full explanation of all this over on the Watchman Institute, because I'm openly telling people, you know, get off Twitter, get off Facebook, get off YouTube. But YouTube does have a lot of good people on it. They have a lot of good shows. They have a lot of good people that are on it. But some of them are talking about getting off as well. The problem is you get into what these liberal people are doing. So if you haven't joined us on MeWe or USA.life, MeWe is actually growing a little bit exponentially above some of the others. And MeWe has also an international growth. But today the fake news was in full swing because someone had put together a fake news article that showed Fox News with all the bells and whistles. You wouldn't have known that this wasn't an official Fox News, but it was. It wasn't. It had an article there about George Soros owns Parler, which is a lie. We all know who owns Parler. Dan Bongino has a stake in it. He bought a stake in it some time ago. So make no mistake about it. Parler would have never had any of Bongino's money if he'd known Soros was involved. So, at any rate...
Yeah, that's right.
Join us over on the Watchman Institute, the Watchman Institute for Biblical Research. That's the WIBR in the WIBR Warren Radio. Years ago, I was putting together everything, and we came up with the Watchman Institute for Biblical Research and the Watchman Alert Radio Network, the WIBR Warren Radio. So, that is who we are. We've been that way for over two decades. So you can check us out on all those. If you're not sure how to find us, you can get a hold of us through our webpage. But the bottom line of it is, if the liberals weren't as corrupt as they were, and, and that's Fox News all the way down. Now, the other thing that I encourage you to do, there are other news channels that you can get on. And, you know, the thing of it is that when we talk about these things, it's important for you to know that Newsmax TV is the one that if you're tired of the way the news is, you want to get over on Newsmax TV, and they have just very good coverage. And anybody could get on it and really enjoy it. It's that kind of a site.
Oh, I like it. And the little bit I've watched of it, all the anchors on Newsmax are happy and they're joyful and they are nice, you know.
Yeah. They're not like Pelosi and Schumer, who aren't anchors, but they're politicians. And they're not like CNN's Don Lemon, who acts like he's manic depressant and he's a suicidal bomber for Soros. I mean, you know, they're crazy. They get on there and they hate and they, I mean, all the time. And even today, Tower, I read an article from a comedian, a woman, who has been writing comedy for one of the late night shows. And she's been doing it for years, and she just got off of it. And she says, I cannot do it anymore. She says, all they want me to do is write jokes condemning Donald Trump. And that's day
horrible.
In and day out. And she says, I can't do it anymore. And she says, not only do I think we should not be doing that to this guy, you know, I mean, she didn't care for Donald Trump, but she didn't want to do it, you know. So she says, I've had enough. I'm leaving. So she wants to go somewhere where she can write good jokes without having to destroy somebody in the process. So
yeah, good for her.
You know, so there is that going on, you know. And, well, at any rate, you know, those are a little bit of the details updating. The WIBR Warren Radio is indeed on three different Twitter feeds. And those, of course, between the three of them, we have a good amount of followers on it, people that join us. We have a lot of people we followed. But, you know, the future of Twitter is nothing I'm really interested in, because Twitter... they banned us once, and I don't even know why. You know, I just...
They never did tell you why.
Well, no, I don't go over there all the time, you know. I mean, I do it through my all my other stuff and from my website. And they had banned us. I don't even know how long we had been banned when I found out. And I just sent them a letter, went over there, and just sent them a direct letter. And they sent it back, and they didn't even tell me in the letter what I did wrong. And I just told him flat out. I said, you know, and I can't remember the argument, but I ended by saying, if this is the way you want to be, that's fine with me. I mean, because we're in a lot of other places. We certainly don't need to be here. And lo and behold, 5 minutes later, or 10 minutes, or whatever their decision was, it wasn't long that they sent a letter back, and I was back up. We were back up. But I've told Tower for years now about Twitter, and I told her, I says, like dumping water in an empty bucket, because nothing ever returns. It's just, there's something the matter with it. And one of the things Twitter is known for is shadow banning. It's also another thing that they can do, and Facebook does this too. It's like having two channels, and you have two channels of river running side by side. And if you cut a little channel between them, then the waters will mix with each other. And if you compare that to a Twitter stream, on Twitter, you know, each one of those connections is somebody you're following or they're following you. Well, what Twitter effectively does is they shut off all those canals, and so your stuff goes out, and they will shut it way down to where maybe two or three, if that, will be on it. You'll still see some of the stuff coming over, but your stuff will be out in Never Never Land. I mean, and so, and Google, we know Google also took all their stuff, and they had a tendency to do this for years and years. They were always upgrading their search, you know, formula. And now it's totally against Donald Trump. And there was even Google engineer over in Europe that tried to warn America and Americans about Google's anti-American stuff that they were doing, that everything came out at the very last of the feed. And so, you know, this is what they do. And even during all this stuff with Trump, they've continued to do all this stuff, and they continue to ban, continue to be absent. We've had the heads before our Congress, and nothing was ever done. And, you know, I mean, it's just, as far as I'm concerned, it's a waste of time with these people. And if you're not going to arrest them, if you're not going to do anything, when Tower and I first got married many, many years ago, you know, we were back at a time when they actually broke up the phone companies.
Yeah, I remember that.
But these guys are a lot bigger, a lot more reach than the phone companies ever thought of being. And our government won't do anything. As far as I'm concerned, Google, Twitter, Facebook, and these others need to be shut down in their present form. And they need to make sure that they're... it's not what they're doing, you know, because what they're doing is corrupt. And, you know, shutting down the president's tweet just because they don't like him is immoral.
Yes.
And it's also the way the liberals are. And, of course, then you have that knuckleheaded AOC along with a few others who want to line up all the Trump supporters and throw them in a re-education camp. And you know, these people, we're in America. Okay, and you got Americans that voted, 72 million of them. Now, Biden claims to have, I think it's up around 78 million. And I can tell you, whatever Biden has, they cheated to give it, because Biden no way got that. He didn't go anywhere. He didn't do anything. And half the time, he didn't even know where he was at. It was all put together by the Democrats and the liberals who were behind him. So,
yep, that's
so
right.
We're talking about corrupt. And I deal with these issues over on a lot of our various things and articles we write. I don't get in political, but I do get into a lot of biblical type things in the articles in depth. So be sure to check out our websites. Go by all these other places. Be careful what you put online with a lot of these people, because especially on Twitter and these others, they cannot be trusted. They just can't. They've proven that. You know, so now they won't bother the liberals at all. You know, they didn't mind at all that Hillary rant and raved for, you know, 4 years.
Yeah, she's still ranting and raving about that.
She's still ranting and raving.
She can't get over her loss.
Yeah, but then Donald Trump tries to say anything and they won't even let him put out a tweet because they're so corrupt. You know, it's totally biased, totally foolish, totally one-handed. It's like a two-headed jackass. They don't go anywhere. And so, at any rate, we're going to have to get going.
Okay. So, up front with the Watchmen.
Well, you know, we're discussing India and persecution.org. Had a story about some more issues over there. I mean, here you are in India. This is the Madhya. I'm not sure how about the, but it's a Pradesh. Like there's, what is it? Andhra Pradesh?
Yeah, I'm not sure how to say any of that.
Well, at any rate, a long time ago, we had people over in some of this area, I believe. But all of India now is really dangerous. And the pastor over there, you know, I mean, you're holding a service, a worship service. It's in a local village. And... you know, here you are, and you got a whole group of mad Hindus coming in. And when they attack, they usually bring clubs with them or something. It's like the Antifa of the, you know, India. You know, they'll bring things with them and beat the hell out of you. That's what they do. And they will beat kids. They will beat women. It just depends. Now, they came in there, and they didn't want Christian worship to take place in the village because, of course, when you get in these villages, and this has been that way, I mean, years and years ago, even. I mean, you can go back 20 years or more than 20 years. And, you know, we knew of it. We heard of it firsthand from the native pastor, especially if you get out in the outlying areas, in the bush areas. You had to be careful what village you were going into because, you know, one day you can go into the village and even get killed, and another day they want you to come in and pray for them, and the whole village gets saved. I mean, that's the way it happens in India. Once they, you know, if some of these pastors can go in there and brave it when someone wants them to pray for them, and they, I mean, we're talking straight out miraculous, you know. I mean, people totally paralyzed. There was a story many years ago where evangelists, a couple of the evangelists that we knew, went in there. And these are native evangelists, and the one has since died, but, you know, he went and prayed for someone that couldn't move off their bed. And they prayed for him and got up and started walking around the village, and the whole village came to the Lord. And today we do see the miraculous.
Yeah, that's exciting stuff.
So they go in there, and their whole thing is to bully, to beat you up, to do anything they can. And the thing of it is, this one came down to an ultimatum that they have to close the church because India is a Hindu country. Now, that comes from the BJP party, which... Modi, Prime Minister Modi, is of the BJP party, which is a nationalist Hindu party. And since he got in there, the Christian leaders in India had warned the world that when the BJP party got in, that there would be Christian persecution. And the worst Christian persecution now in recent memory in India has come as a result of the BJP party right now in India. And so the pastor says, we're living in fear of being attacked by him. We stopped going out of the house after dark and had told other church members to be on guard. And so they want the church, you know, closed down. And their aim is to wipe out Christian faith from the village. Now, you see, they're looking for God to help them. You know, these are important issues. You know, when you talk about America being divided, you know, you ought to be a Christian living in India. If you think you got issues now, you know, or a Christian in Pakistan or a Christian in North Korea, where we covered that story, and I think we got another one. Yeah, we're going to do it today, and I think that's the story you're doing because I'm thinking of because I had read this when I was putting this up. North Korea. Oh, brutal, brutal. So we do these shows to remind you what it's like out there, to pray for the persecuted church, and also to give offerings, you know, give financial gifts to organizations like Samaritan's Purse, persecution.org, Barnabas Aid, and there's a lot of others. But these are organizations that have the money, they got the manpower, they've got the equipment, and they've got the support to set up entire hospitals, to do many things, and give money, and especially Samaritan's Purse.
Also, Bibles for the Mideast.
Bibles for the Mideast. Now, they don't do the hospitals, but each one has a specialty thing. Barnabas Aid. I found out another one, a water charity one. But, you know, that's what we encourage you to do, is people that you can trust, that have had a long ministry of doing this and have the equipment and the men and the means and are sharing the love of Christ and going out and just giving them and helping them out. And of course, you know, there is a lot of issues here, and it is dangerous. So we're going to move on to some of our news shorts. This comes out of Niger. You know, Tower, Africa. And when I read about Niger, I think of Africa. Because it's in Africa. And this is where, you know, in Africa, where you find these Islamic radicals who are beheading all the Christians.
Oh my, I just can't even imagine that. That is just so horrible.
And the article that came out today, and of course, if these articles weren't written by the natives, the native people there, most of the time they have people on the ground that will cover it. The missionaries will cover it themselves, whoever it is they've got over there, the contacts. But they get the information directly from the people. Well, at any rate, there's a missionary by the name of Philip Walton. And he had a home where he lived on the border with Kenya. And, of course, as is the case, you got all your family there. And all of a sudden, a bunch of gunmen came in, you know. And, you know, these houses that most of these people have, you know, I mean, if you look in India, there's some of them, they just have a blanket, you know, and others, you know, if you see them, they just have like real, nothing like what we have to wear. A lot of them run around with no shoes or barely any shoes. And it's a totally different lifestyle than what we are used to. And so when they break in, it's not like they're breaking into Fort Knox. It's not like they're breaking into our homes where we have locks and things, and we have a phone, we can call the police, and they'll be there right of the way, and, you know, etc. It's not like that. And so they tied the family up and threatened Philip, and they searched the home and found about $35, which, you know,
that's not much.
$35 worth of Central African francs.
And I don't know how far that would go.
No. So they took Philip. And, of course, the police never found out for 4 hours. And as we follow all these stories, the police usually aren't much help in the first place. Every once in a while, you'll see where the police actually do protect them. But most of the time, when you find these, and this also happens in the Philippines, this is something real common among Islamic extremists, and that is they do it to raise money. And if you can't get yourself bonded out by someone who will give money to these people, a lot of times they wind up dead. And so they've had an ongoing thing of missionaries being taken. And usually,
that's too bad.
You know, it involves thousands of dollars because it requires a lot to be a bloodthirsty thug that goes around killing innocent people and who are defenseless and who don't have the guns. I mean, you know, this is a missionary. I mean, he doesn't have an army. You know, he doesn't have anything to defend himself with, really. You know, they have the Bible, their faith, and their family, and they got a few forks and knives if they're lucky.
Yeah, wouldn't you think them robbing the house and finding that small amount of money would be a clue that they're not going to get a lot of money if they kidnap him?
Yeah, well, you know, he's connected to an organization, apparently, so.
Yeah, well, his name sounds English or American, you know, it doesn't.
Yeah.
So they probably think that they can demand and get more money.
Well, if you were with the AGs, the Assemblies of God, who had, at the time when I was going through, I went through an AG Bible college and graduated, and we had a lot of AG friends. I still have friends who are pastors. Actually, they're beyond a pastor. Some of them, last I heard, are rising up in the ranks. Some of them have schools along with their churches. But at any rate, the one thing about a missionary is if you ever get kidnapped and ransomed, they won't pay it.
Yeah, that was their policy. They wouldn't pay ransom.
So if you get caught, you're either going to live forever with the enemy. And they do that. We reported last week or the week after that a woman who had been kidnapped many, many years ago was still with them. And they wanted to keep moving her. And she got tired of it. And she protested and they shot her and killed her. And, you know, I mean, I don't blame her a bit. I mean, I'm not going to go with you anymore. do what you want, but I'm not going. I'm leaving. And,
yeah,
you know, that's it. You know, screw you and the horse you came in on. I'm not going. If you want to shoot me and carry my dead body around, that's fine, because I'm with the Lord. But other than that, I'm not going. And, you know, and that's what, you know, who is that? Leah Sheribu.
Yes.
A little Christian gal that, because she refused to accept, follow Islam, they still have her kidnapped. And they won't let her go. And this is in Nigeria. This is a crock. And nobody can seem to deliver her.
Oh, I know. I just think that's horrible why they can't get her out.
And another place is Indonesia. And International Christian Concerned, there was a plane loaded with 2,000, about 2,000 Bibles. Now, that's quite a bit when you get out in Indonesia, because Indonesia, while it's one of the largest, I mean, it's huge. But if you take it to a tribe, I mean, you know, that's enough Bibles for a few tribes. But it is a huge place, but a lot of jungles, a lot of dangerous territory. But the women of the Yali tribe, that's where they were going. And they wanted to have Bibles in their native language. Now, this is so important, because one of these days, one of these missionaries somewhere is going to give a copy of the gospel, the Bible, to somebody in some distant place. Because I tell you, although we have the internet to get the word of God around, mm-hmm. we have satellite, and we've had a show on satellite, we've had a show on shortwave, you know, and through the internet, we've had people from just about every nation that can have an internet, been to our websites at one site, time or another. And one time I had, like, I don't know, 12 websites that I was taking care of. But I've cut them back to 2 now. But see, the thing of it is that that's not going to get the gospel to these people. You know, these people, some of them will have a shortwave radio out there, and in some of these tribes out there. But out in the middle of Papua New Guinea, I don't know how they would have such a thing, but they might. But it's going to get reached by missionaries, or a native pastor that has been given stuff. You know, a ministry is supporting him to reach others. And so one of these days, you know, he's going to go in there, or she's going to go in there and share the gospel with someone, and boom, that'll be it. The gospel will be shared in every place on earth. One of these days, there's going to be that last one.
Yep. That's right.
And so, according to a couple of missionaries, you know, if you go back in time over 50 years, there was a couple of missionaries, Stan Dale and Phil Masters, and they were going to scout an airstrip that would make it easier to reach the Yali people with the gospel. This is 1968. Well, the Yali attacked the two men and shot them with over 200 arrows until their bodies gave in. And but 3 months later, a plane sent by Mission Aviation Fellowship crashed nearby, and everybody on the plane perished except for a 10-year-old by the name of Paul Newman. And he escaped the wreckage, and a Yali man who had opposed killing the two missionaries rescued the boy until he could hand him over to a search team. And so the people began to take a second encounter with the outside world as a sign, and ask for a missionary to come live with them. And so that was how they opened up the gospel to where they got it.
That's amazing.
And so this is really how you reach people, you know. Because, and you know who this is. That's the one real famous one out there that we know, and they made a movie out of it.
Yeah, beyond the spear or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I'm sure this is the same one.
Well, I wondered if it wasn't.
Yeah, and so, and the one Mission Aviation Fellowship is still going. So, but see, this is how we get the gospel around. Okay, as much as we want to get it around through the internet and through satellite and through all these other means, it's going to be done in person, you know, one person with another. And that's why we're an advocate for the persecuted church, because that's what it takes. It takes people. Now, we like technology, but technology is not the answer all the way. So at any rate, remember that and pray. Remember, the gospel must be preached in all the world for a witness. Then shall the end come. Remember that.
Yes, amen.
The end is not coming until this gospel is preached for a witness. Period. So at any rate, I think we're closer than ever to that.
Well, I think we are too.
Yep. So Tower has something for us?
Yeah, maybe. Excuse me. This story comes to us from persecution.org, which is International Christian Concern. It is no secret that North Korean Christians are facing one of the harshest regimes when it comes to Christian persecution. And a recent report by the London-based Korea Future Initiative, or the KFI, further confirms that the atrocities done to North Korean Christians once arrested. And the KFI conducted 117 interviews with survivors, witnesses, and perpetrators, all of those who escaped North Korea, and on their experience of religious persecution, and the dating from 1990 to 2019, so for 29 years. And more than 200 Christians were identified as victims, and they ranged in age from 3 years old to 80 years old. And one story tells about a man who converted to Christianity. He had claimed to have been imprisoned in a metal cage, and the cage was measured only 3 foot by 4 foot. And it was heated with, the bars were heated with electricity. And when prisoners typically only survived 3 or 4 hours in that cage, he said his prayers helped him endure 12 hours before he eventually soiled himself and passed out. And even though he was unconscious, the guards continued to beat him after he was removed from the cage, and which left him severely injured. And women, this part here is just hard to even read and imagine, because these women, especially the pregnant women, witnessed horrors daily, as pregnant women were injected with medicine to trigger labor. And after giving birth to live babies, the newborns would be taken from them and smothered by the guards using plastic sheets or cloth sacks, and then discarded in a cleaning cupboard like they were just garbage. This just is horrible. And people, for only possessing a Bible, the prisoners were tied to a wooden stake and shot by a 5-person firing squad. And a North Korean Party's worker member was arrested for owning a Bible and executed at an airfield in front of 3,000 residents. Others were executed for smuggling Bible pages into the country from China for North Koreans to make prayer books. And before the Kim regime began in 1948, Christianity flourished in North Korea. And over the decades, the Kim dynasty made the country's official religion the cult of Kim Il-sung. And the country's supreme leaders are seen as gods, and all must worship them or they face deadly consequences. North Korea has become known as the harshest country in the world to live in as a Christian. And Il Yong-joo, an exiled human rights advocate who contributed to the report, said, "The cruel actions of the privileged few in North Korea who take our lives and control our thoughts must be prevented." And he added, "North Korean officials whose crimes evoke thoughts of ostrich must be identified and held accountable." And I think that North Korea's on the Open Doors watch list is number one for the worst country in the world as far as Christian persecution.
Yeah, I think it is too. Okay, we're looking right now back in, well, we haven't done Pakistan yet. Pakistan is another area that all the time, it's, you know, I don't know if you could say it as bad as India. When you compare the two, they have their different issues. Pakistan does have law there. And we've seen some results out of their Supreme Court type thing that they have there. Asia Bibi was released from death after 9 years or so. We've seen other Christians that were able to be delivered. Now, in this case, these next two we're going to talk about is something we bring them up because we don't want these girls to be forgot. Because a young Christian girl, or just about any young girl, and usually they're taking the unbelievers as they believe, and you know, Christians are believers, but yet to them they're unbelievers, and so they get them to recant or become a Muslim and force marry them. They have sex with them and do everything they can. And this one is a 13-year-old girl. Her last name is Mihak, or Miak, however they say it. She was kidnapped, forced to convert to Islam, and repeatedly raped by a guy in his 40s or 50s. And so she wound up pregnant. And miraculously, her family was able to rescue her and flee from her new husband. And because of the way she was treated, she became malnourished, and she faced a difficult pregnancy. And, of course, everybody gathered around her, family, friends, other Christians. And a ministry known as 838 had received her prayer request. Now, I've been over to this website. I haven't heard of 838. And so they were able to act. This was the first time that this ministry, 838, had acted on a prayer request financially. God answered their prayers so powerfully and specifically, they said, but we also felt like He was calling us to come alive and come alongside and help them. And so they helped with the medical needs and medical bills and other needs. She was able to have a new baby girl, and you know, they do see that this girl is coming along. You know, it's going to take time to get through this. But, of course, she did have a girl, and they want boys.
Yeah, the Muslim men. So that guy will leave her alone now. He won't want anything to do with the girl.
You know, so you do get in these things, and they're just a real, real pain the way people treat them, and I don't care for that at all.
No,
not at all.
This poor little girl, because of her age, you know, she's still in pain from the birth.
Yeah,
it was difficult because she's so young and small,
and not to mention the fact being raped. So
yeah,
13 years old.
Poor little thing.
Yeah. So you have something?
Yes, I'm glad that little girl was rescued, and we have another one, an updated recovery. A couple weeks ago, we read this story about Raja, a 13-year-old Pakistani Christian girl. She was abducted and forced to marry a man, he was 44, and he had papers claiming that she was 18 years of age, that she committed to the marriage and on her own account, she wasn't forcibly converted to Muslim. She accepted that willingly on her own. Well, her parents were able to get a day in court, so to speak, and the court ordered the daughter to be returned because it was proven that she was 13 years old. Even though the parents produced the birth certificate, the government birth certificate, they still did a test on the girl to determine her age. And so she was, they determined she was 13 and she was able to go back with her parents. So that's exciting news. I'm glad we were able to give you good news on this, of a recovered young kidnapped girl. So thank God, I'm thankful that she was able to go back to her parents.
Well, you know, there's so many of these girls that we cover that come through, you know, that it's just amazing.
Well, they have a law now in Pakistan that the illegal marriage and if you have sexual intercourse with a girl below the age of 16, it's considered statutory rape and carries a death sentence or a minimum sentence of 10 years in prison. So maybe these guys will rethink their... But they're so bold and brave, they think they can get away with it.
Well, it's their teaching.
Yeah.
You know. Muhammad, who did he marry, an 8-year-old girl?
Oh, so I don't know. It was something like that. I think that he was another pedophile. I think that's what they are when they steal these young girls. It's horrible.
Yeah, it is. Well, at any rate, we do have another one.
From China, re-education camps. It comes to us from barnabasfund.org. It's a further testimony of the horrific treatment of the Uyghurs by the CCP, Chinese Communist Party. And see, they're treating these Uyghurs and other non-atheist minorities, they're putting them in re-education camps. And ethnic Cossacks who have fled the camps have spoken out describing the CCP's notorious internment camps, officially known as the Center of Professional Development. Oh, isn't that a nice name, Dana? As an anti-religion exercise targeting non-atheists. So these re-education detainees are monitored around the clock by electronic surveillance. They're fed a sparse diet laced with forced medication. You must be an atheist. A Christian leader in Russia told Barnabas Fund that the situation being exposed in this province is much worse than his memories of facing persecution as a Christian in the former USSR. He highlighted the Marxist conflict with religion is not new and always seeks to give priority to communist ideology over any other belief, whether it is Islam, Christianity, or Buddhism. Everyone must be atheist and believe in the supremacy of the Communist Party leader. And while the Soviet gulags were similar to the current indoctrination-style camps in China, he suggests they are, in fact, much worse due to the constant and all-pervasive electronic surveillance, which prevents even basic communication between cellmates. And Christians did not manage to escape this hell yet. That's sad. They're just, they don't have testimonies from the Christians because they haven't been able to escape the hell yet. those who did escape had Cossack citizenship or resident permits in Kazakhstan. And there are also those who crossed the border illegally. So, following the harrowing report from them, an ethnic Cossack who was detained in a woman's internment camp for 15 months shares the testimony of a male survivor of one of the estimated 400 internment centers in the region, which witnesses say has turned into one big camp. The ex-detainee recalled the appalling conditions of his incarceration. The cell had bunk beds and a toilet bucket. There was a foul smell of urine and feces. More than 10 people were constantly there. These are Uyghurs and Cossacks. And there were not enough beds for everyone, so they slept like this. One on the upper shelves, one person at a time, because the beds were fragile and the shelves could fall. On the lower shelves, too, the rest on the floor. And the speakers blare constantly, "Mayo is our star, saving the people." And the prisoners are woken up at 6 a.m. each day for the CBCP anthem, "The East Blushes," which remains popular in China. The Chinese Communist Party is like the sun, brings light wherever she shines. "Mayo is our star, saving the people." That's where, what the words are that blare in from the speakers into the cells every day. And breakfast is a plate of boiling water, a Chinese donut, and a spicy vegetable supplement. Lunch was boiling water, donuts, and porridge made from expired products. And dinner was a mushroom porridge. And after a while, I and the others suspected that a substance that causes impotence was added to this porridge. You know, this is horrible what they had to go through.
Yeah, it is, and they're still going through it.
Yeah. And they tell them there's no God. There is no God.
Yeah. That's what they say. And that's communism. That's Marxism for you.
Yeah.
And that's why to have a major political party in the United States by the name of Democrats to be embracing the socialist leanings of these morons that call themselves American is absolutely astounding. Apparently, they don't know anything. Of course, when I was raised, we were taught about communism, and we were taught what the truth was. The people we have now in America don't know the truth, and yet they're willing to bring all hell upon this country. And see, the thing of it is, they think that they have the majority. They don't have the majority. Just because you have a lot of punks running around in the street trying to enforce Marxism, I got news for you. The rest of us haven't even gotten up yet to get going, because we were allowing the laws to take place, and the law will take care of you. And so, you know, it's hard to believe. You know, when you read the truth, it's hard to believe that Americans are that stupid.
Oh, I know.
That they are willing to do that. I mean, there's no Marxist nation on earth that is doing something that has ever come close to
the doing greatness.
The greatness of America.
Yeah.
I mean, the Chinese openly said not too long ago they get all their technology from America. We know that during Bill Clinton, some of our major secrets that we had regarding security and some of our military wound up in Chinese hands. And
well, these people in America that are sitting by and don't get up and do something, the same thing's going to happen to America. The same thing's going to come to America. And I pray to God that he stops it for another 4 years.
Yeah. Yep. And there's no doubt about that. And, You know, we've talked about Nigeria a lot, but there's been a lot of stories coming out of Nigeria. And the latest one was where 50 Christians got beheaded. Morningstar News had something coming out of Joe's Nigeria. This has been a little bit ago. The Muslim Fulani, which have always been a problem there, kidnapped a six-year-old boy after they killed his father. But it's not safe, really, you know, anywhere in there. And, of course, there's a guy by the name of Polycarp Zongo who was kidnapped. Now, he was released as well. And so, you know, when you're talking about that, it's hard to believe that, you know, that people live in this kind of situation all the time.
Oh, I know.
A church pastor who went missing earlier this year was captured by with a couple of Christian women, and these were militants, Islamic militants, and of course that person, that's the details of Polycarp being caught. And of course, you know, the thing of it is, Polycarp was released. They released him a little while later. There was negotiations, and it was not released, but usually they're trying to get the church to pay him money. And so that means these guys have money. They don't work for it. They steal it. And, you know, but these leaders are important. Once you kill some of these leaders, there's nobody left. You know, and this is the thing. You know, we don't want to see the leaders, good godly men and women of God, get killed. We don't want to see any of them get killed. But, you know, you take these Christian leaders, these are the ones that are helping these people, giving them guidance and spiritual counsel, and believe in God. But, you know, it's just like the Christians during the time of the Romans being thrown to the lions. You know, there was a lot of them that were killed at the time, and they buried them in the catacombs, and they wrote inscriptions over their bones, and that's where they laid. And to this day, you can go down there and read the inscriptions of these people who died at the hands of the Romans. Now, their bones are left, but I can guarantee each one of those souls are with the Lord today in glory.
Yes,
as
amen.
Paul says, to be absent from the Lord from the body is be present with the Lord. So Nigeria, it just continues to be a swamp, and there's a lot of good people there. And of course,
well, my heart goes out to them, and I just hate it. I hate what's going on.
Yeah. And there is no doubt about it that
they need relief. Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Yeah, they do. And, you know, the thing of it is, you get over here with the spoiled brats in the West, you know, I call, you know, the Christian nations, so-called, where Christianity spread, a bunch of them are pagans now, but, you know, we weep and cry, and we have babies on the street rioting because of some reason, and they're too lazy to work, so they... You know, they break into Walmart on one of their rioting nights, and these wicked attorney generals and prosecuting attorneys and these wicked mayors, and they're all liberal, won't do anything to hold them accountable, and so these punks get away with stealing.
Yeah, well, they don't do those punks any favor either.
No, they don't. And so, you know, I mean, here you're looking at people, you know, that have a hard time even living, you know, facing danger all the time.
Yeah.
America's been safe, and you're going, trying to destroy it, you know, and so this is why, on your own heads, it's going to be, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
And, of course, they're always plotting, and that's the problem. And, you know, we're in those days when eventually darkness is going to rule this earth. And that'll be the dark time of the tribulation as well. And so it's important for you to know who the Lord and Savior is. It's important for you to come to the Lord. You know, we're to receive him, as in John 1. We're to be born again to the Spirit, as into John 3. We are to be connected to him, united in him. And you can read that by John 10 through John 17 or 18. It'll tell you how to abide in him. 1 John 1 tells you that if you walk in the light as he is in the light, you have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, will cleanse you from all unrighteousness. You're to walk as he walked, in the light. You get into Romans 3 through 7. It tells about confession of your sins. You get into Revelation 22. It tells you that he's coming again. And he that is wicked, let him be wicked still. He that is righteous, let him be righteous still. For the Lord is coming soon, he says, and he will hold every man accountable according as his work shall be. So this is where we're at today. And the night cometh when no man can work. So today, be sure you know who you serve. And for all those in darkness, you know, they'll never hear this. But the problem of it is, you need to repent of what you have done and find the true Lord and Savior, Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, our Lord, the only begotten Son of God, our Father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, the great and mighty and most revered God, even our Father.
So, amen.
And with that, we are going to have to go.
Okay, well, thank you for joining us, everybody. Whenever you do, please pray for your brethren around the world and pray for us. And as we pray for you, we hope the best for you. We hope you are staying well and safe. Be careful, everyone. We love you. Good night, everybody.
Yes, good night, everybody. Don't forget to go by our websites, warren-usa.com, danaglynsmith.com. We'll see you tomorrow. Shalom, everybody. Good night.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Warren Radio.